Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in about 45 minutes, Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals will join us. That's coming up at 8:45. But wanted to get into the news that the Commanders contingent is making their way to Ann Arbor to have dinner with J.J. McCarthy on the eve of his pro day. And look, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, if you're Adam Peters, you want to meet with all the top quarterback prospects. You want to have more time than you have at the combine, where you get, I believe it's a 15-minute interview with each prospect. I mean, that's not a lot of time to get to know a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this way you get to sit down with him, learn more about him, about his background, about his family. I just think it makes a lot of sense to visit each one of these guys that you could potentially draft.
Right.
Of course.
And aren't most of the team or all of the teams doing the same thing?
I would assume that's the case. These guys are having visits from all of the teams that are in the quarterback market. Well, doesn't have designs on selecting a quarterback.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the Commanders are all in on McCarthy and that's who they're targeting.
No,
they're just
they have to do their due diligence.
Exactly.
But by the way, what's not to like? What is the knock against McCarthy? What, he played with an offense that ran the football a lot? How's that a knock?
That's one of the big ones.
Yeah, but how's that a knock?
He just didn't show you enough on the field.
All right, like I said, I think he threw more passes than Jaden Daniels did last year. I mean, there's plenty of film on J.J. McCarthy, who's I'm kind
of pro.
Of course,
he played
him
a lot of ball.
Like, what is different between, like, what's the biggest difference between J.J. McCarthy and Drake May? Both are big, strong,
size,
athletic guys. Is he's even bigger than Drake?
No, he's smaller than
he's
Drake.
He's smaller than Drake.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he's got good size to me. What is he, 6'3"?
He may be 6'3". I don't know.
He's certainly bigger than Caleb, right?
I don't know what he's going
to. He weighs less than Jaden.
He weighs less.
Yeah. He's not as big as you think.
6'3", 202 is what I see.
Where is that from?
ESPN.
But is that from the combine?
Oh.
I guess maybe those are the combine measurables.
To me, he looks.
Now, maybe he'll be a little bit heavier his pro day.
Well, these guys also, I mean, all of them, I give them all.
If you're concerned about Jaden's slight frame and being able to absorb hits, you should have the same concerns about J.J. McCarthy.
Well,
combine said 6'2.5", 219.
Except that he doesn't put himself in as much danger because he doesn't run as much.
I would say he puts himself in less danger since he doesn't run as much.
Right.
No. I would say Jaden puts himself in less danger instead of being rocked in the pocket from behind 3,000
times.
Yeah,
but some of his rocks are when he's running. The rocks I've seen are when he's running, Valdez, not like a blindside hit.
So that doesn't worry you that he threw the same amount of passes as Daniels, but threw for 1,000 less yards and half as many touchdowns?
Well, I mean, obviously it's shorter throws. I mean, Daniels is known for being a great deep ball thrower.
That's why I think he's a playmaker. They're saying that J.J. McCarthy is not. He's just a system quarterback.
To me, he looks.
He didn't show you anything.
Okay, to me, he looks like a pretty prototypical quarterback to me.
But Daniels also throwing two first rounders, which you have to put into the equation.
Yeah,
McCarthy's not.
But why is McCarthy thought of better than Michael Penix, for example?
Doesn't have the injury history. He's younger.
Does Penix have a big injury history?
Yeah, he blown out his ACL like three times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penix, for me, that because I didn't follow him like Drabby does, you know, it's just the big game I wanted to watch him, he had a dud.
Do we have our board still? Where's our board? I liked Penix when I watched the film.
I think I have a hole in my number three spot. I have a TBD there.
Right.
I need to figure out who to put there. Running out of time here.
I don't know. I kind of like McCarthy. I think he's even a more athletic Brock Purdy.
Well, let me ask you, what did you like about J.J. McCarthy in the championship game?
He wasn't that great.
What, do you have 10 completions?
Neither quarterback was great.
Yeah, but I felt like Penix was worse.
Penix had a bad game.
Yeah.
I'd fully admit that.
But I told you I like Penix, too. I like him. I'm not saying I don't like him.
He had a great semifinal game, though.
I'll tell you what.
I just watch Michigan more.
I don't like to speed up life, but I would wish tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you want the draft to just come.
I just want the draft to effing be here.
What do you like about May? You just like May's a little thicker, bigger.
I like May better than all the other guys.
What do you not like about McCarthy? Like when you?
I don't dislike him, but I just don't think he's. I don't think he's as talented as May, overall. He's not as talented an athlete or a quarterback than McCarthy.
He looks like a good athlete to me, man. I don't know, man.
He can run around. I mean, he
could run.
Look, he played big time college football. He won a national championship. I just don't think he's as built for the NFL as Drake May.
Huh. I'm just a fan. Numbers, which I know it's not about that, but the last two seasons he put up a combined 44 touchdowns. Now only 9 interceptions, so he took care of the ball.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels gave you 40 this year.
Yeah, but that's a system thing.
I know.
Blake Corum had a bomb year.
I know. Andre Ware had
how many rushing touchdowns did Blake Corum have? 20?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's just a system thing.
Yeah, I can see. He's not as thick as I thought. But I don't know, man. He just looks like a prototypical quarterback to me. I think whoever gets him, especially if they get him as the fifth.
I'm surprised he's 6'2.5", because when I was watching the highlights, admittedly, a lot of them were him scooting out of the pocket, and he reminded me of Doug Flutie for some reason, was tiny.
I thought he was bigger.
Blake Corum had 27 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, that's gonna cut into your passing touchdowns when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, if he's playing in a different offense in the SEC, if he was playing in LSU's offense, his numbers would be better.
I'm just gonna predict J.J. McCarthy is gonna be a good pro. I'm not saying he's gonna be great. He's gonna be a good pro.
I feel like he's gonna be Daniel Jones.
Okay. Oh, that's a bad comp.
I think he's played at much higher.
He's
level.
Made a lot of money in the pros, but I mean, has to be on his way out from New York.
This has to be the last year of Daniel Jones.
What if
the Giants select JJ McCarthy and he's sitting behind Daniel Jones?
They very well could
happen.
They're sitting at six.
I like Penix more than I like JJ. So my top five when we looked at films: Caleb, Drake May, Jaden, Penix over JJ McCarthy. And where's the Penix heat? There's no heat on Penix.
He's number five on my board.
Why is there no? Yeah, why is there no Penix heat? JJ's definitely rising up.
Oh yeah,
people are talking about JJ potentially being in the top five. Why is Penix not getting?
People have already knocked Penix down. They've already decided that he's not good enough to be in the conversation.
Why? What is their knock?
Their knock is that he's older. He has significant
everything
injury.
We've talked about.
What's his age? 24, 25?
He'll be 24. Well,
probably, at least.
Yeah, I don't know how that's a knock.
I know, it's ridiculous. You got quarterbacks in their mid-30s who are really good quarterbacks in the league. I'll take a 24-year-old.
I hear you that people knock that. I don't understand that. But
well, they would rather have a 21-year-old than a 24-year-old.
Okay.
You know what? Let's take some calls on this.
I think that's overblown.
Are Commanders fans interested in J.J. McCarthy? Now that the Commanders are going to go see him, interview him, pro day, all that jazz.
Are there people out there that like him more than May?
Are there Commanders fans? Yeah. Are there Commanders fans who would rather, if you couldn't have Daniels, because I know a lot of people want Daniels.
Daniels is just super exciting.
Would you rather have JJ than Drake May? There you go. There's a question. 800-636-1067.
I mean,
I think I'd rather have the guy, even though that there are a lot of pundits now saying May's going to need more time.
Yeah.
And might have to sit for a while. still think I favor him over McCarthy.
Why? What is it that you like?
It's like he's taller. I think he's more prototypical build for a quarterback. He does have some athleticism. He's got a rocket arm.
Now I'm only watching
is stronger than McCarthy.
Only watching highlights, but McCarthy looks pretty accurate in his highlight reel.
By the way,
it's
Penix,
laughable to say.
Right.
Penix threw the ball 555 times this year, yeah, compared to 332 for McCarthy.
Right.
Well, again, if McCarthy's playing for Washington, he's throwing the ball that many times to those NFL receivers.
You know, like Andre Ware. Like, think of guys like that. You know, I don't know what to make of that.
I'm more in favor of Penix than J.J. McCarthy. But if I'm the Commanders, look, the only way that I would move down for J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix is if I get blown away with like a Herschel Walker deal. I'm pretty much in favor of drafting probably Drake May at number two.
Yeah, but what if you literally have Drake May as like an 8.1 and you got J.J. McCarthy as an 8.0? Like,
well, then I would trade down.
Yeah.
Then I would trade down.
All the extra picks.
If they're markedly different, then – but I don't see how they could be markedly different. He's a little bigger, but he's every bit as athletic.
Every year you've got guys like that, right? Like, some people turn into Josh Allen and others turn into Daniel Jones.
Yeah. No, I know. I think
it went viral this week that since the Trevor Lawrence draft, I think 21 quarterbacks have been drafted and then only two were hits.
Right.
Two out of 21.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you say hits, what do you mean hits?
Let me pull it up.
What are you going to say?
You guys always say they're just doing due diligence, or you have been saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Commanders don't talk. So how do we know they're not interested in him over
they
those
could
other
be.
Guys?
Well, I think they might. I think they're definitely
they
interested.
Well, I think it could be more. Nobody has any idea.
There's a possibility.
He could be number one on their board.
Sure, there's a possibility.
That's just our vibe.
They could take him number two.
I mean, even Daniel Jeremiah said, who's more plugged than anybody, I have no idea what they're thinking.
Right,
right.
And I like that.
They could take
him
number two, of course.
I like that he's
smart.
Tight-lipped. I like that there's not a lot of spin coming out of that front office.
I actually think the clips I see, but I like J.J. more than I like Drake May, maybe.
Well,
I'm telling
better
you.
Update your board.
I didn't have Drake May that high anyway. I did that just to tweak Lurch.
And look, if Peters loves McCarthy more,
I just hope whoever they draft works out.
If he has them rated around the same or has McCarthy favored, trade down to 5 or 6, get the extra picks to pick McCarthy there, if that's your guy.
Yeah.
But if you pass on those guys, if you pass on Daniels and May, Peters is going to go to bed every night praying that those guys don't turn into superstars. And McCarthy, like if McCarthy's middling or mediocre, average.
I just don't see a huge separation.
Not a good look.
Although Drake May is bigger. So if that's something that you do put, you know, a lot of stock in, mm-hmm, and you think he's going to be a lot more durable. Okay. And that's the deciding factor.
But it sounds like McCarthy even bulked up for the combine. Like he was listed at 202.
Well, all these guys.
Shows up at the combine at 220.
They're going to get bigger and stronger.
Right.
As they, you know, become men. All right, let's go to Ben in Annapolis. Ben, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate this conversation, but and I remember hearing not too long ago about a conversation that I believe Kingsbury had with McCarthy about audibling. He wasn't allowed to audible. So if he saw single coverage on the outside, he wasn't allowed to switch to from a run to a pass or a different pass to that pass to hit that receiver. And that was the way Michigan ran their offense. They're a heavily run team, I believe. I just think he's better than what we think. Because
I think he's pretty good,
Yeah. And so I rely on the experts. And going back to earlier what you were saying, I think it's a gosh darn breath of fresh air that we don't have to listen to the leaks coming out of the front office. They're going to meet with every quarterback in this draft, as they should, whether they're thinking of drafting them or not. And I think that's awesome. And we don't need to know about it until they pick their guy.
Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Great. I think it would actually be awesome just for the story of it, too, if all of a sudden they go up there and they pulled the card up there, and it's J.J. McCarthy, number two. Just like, and everyone's
that would be
blindsided.
Crazy.
Yeah, it would be kind of a shock.
And everyone just blindsided.
It would be kind of a shock, yeah.
Let's go to Ian in Warrington. Ian, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, good.
Hey, I just wanted to share. I'm a diehard Michigan fan. I'm 53, old and moldy like you guys. And I'm a diehard Michigan fan, and I will just say this. If you go back, look at Tom Brady's numbers. I know you can't put comparisons to the GOAT, right? But Tom Brady was a very similar type of player. Tom Brady's very he's into all that, that different type of healing. McCarthy was always found in, like, the end zone.
Yeah,
meditating.
He's doing that weird, like, meditating stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I know you can't make the comparison, but one of the things that makes Brady so great and McCarthy was so good is just evading the rush, the one step when they're in the pocket, right? Just making that one guy miss so that they can find someone downfield and they can throw to him. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you think comparing those two, because even though Michigan, it's a long time since, you know, Tom Brady played, Harbaugh brought back Lloyd Carr's system, right? That run, that powerhouse sort of football. And Lurch said this earlier, you know, throw for, you know, completions, not necessarily yards. So what do you think about that comparison between the two?
Well, the one thing I'd say is I think McCarthy's more athletic.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah, it's not even close. Yeah.
Than
by,
Brady?
By a long, wide
yes.
margin.
Oh. Not even close.
Agreed. Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Commanders fans, do you favor J.J. McCarthy over either Drake May or Jaden Daniels at number two, or do you trade down, get extra picks, and pick McCarthy at five or six? What do you do if you're Adam Peters? We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.